Yeah, it's rough. And it's not even the idea of what to do. It's like, you know what to do or what you want to create, but it's like, how can I get that so perfect? You gotta be meticulous. And sometimes perfect is worse than being lazy.
So would you say you're a perfectionist?
I would like to say that. Yeah, I kind of get that way when it comes to my own stuff and putting things out there.
After I returned from my walk, I couldn't help but think about what Max said. Sometimes perfect is worse than being lazy. Well, laziness by itself is worse than perfectionism because you don't do anything. Then again, you might feel some form of failure because you can't be perfect. Does being perfect actually make you happy? And isn't happiness more of a decision than a result? Now, we all know that we can't always choose our circumstances, but we can choose our thoughts about them. For me, I know that I've been sitting on a bunch of content that should be posted on social media, but I've been trying to be too perfect, and that doesn't make me too happy. With that said, let's check out Max and how he makes beats and money while here in Japan.
So Max, what got you started in doing music?
Music was a feeling. It was one of those things like, you know, you're stressed out and you go home and you just start playing around with some keys. And so instead of trying to find ways to look at it and be negative about it, man, I just turn it on, just let it take me places. What's going on, everybody? My name is Max. You can catch me online by Max Volume. It's where I do all my music production. Maximil does photography. Try to do a lot of different things. I have a lot of talents I want to explore. So videography, photography, and music is right now the main three I focus on.
What would you say your influences are?
Influences, starting off early, was family. Family was very big into music. A lot of my cousins, brothers, and sisters played instruments, and that was really what really got me started. But as I got more into the hip-hop, R&B, and try to go outside of that genre, there's a lot of producers that I looked at that was different, and it was very important.
Speaking of producers, anyone truly inspire you?
Oh man, Timbaland, he inspired me a lot. And Tim Kelly, he sold millions of records. But if he was to walk by, a lot of people really just wouldn't point him out, because I bring him up all the time and I get hit with a who is that. So it really wasn't about fame, it's just the love for the music.
Do you have any particular genre that you lean towards when you're making your music?
The genre that I lean towards the most is R&B. R&B is just one of those that I really enjoy making. It's slower, you have more room to create. It was really a test, especially working with R&B singers. It was actually a lot more fun. Damn, it should have never been. Thought you were bulletproof. Look at you,
what happened? Did she hurt? What difficulty do you have inspiring yourself?
One of the major difficulties I have for inspiring myself has really been to conform to what everyone else has, to what the popular sound is. And that's not really my thing, but sometimes you try to satisfy the customer is what it boils down to. And it doesn't really work out that way all the time, so I just usually stick with what I want to do, and I try to stay original.
How did you get started making beats?
I got started making beats as it goes back to my family. My brother played the saxophone and the drums. My sister played the flute and the drums. So always hearing it in the house, it's like, all right. And then my mom was like, you should try doing something. So I was like, okay. got a piano, like one of the $40 pianos you can get from Walmart. And I used to put the tape in the radio, hit record my favorite songs, and I would literally just try to remix it right there on the spot. So one of the key things that I picked up is that I play by ear. So if I could hear a melody, find a, it's the strum down, oh, so I find a root note, I know the chords, the progression, and I actually learn chords and learn how to just build on top of that and make my own.
Okay, so what instruments do you play?
Right now, I mean, I play piano and the drums.
So commercially, what type of work have you done?
Commercially, I've been working with an artist, Bernard Smith. He has music on iTunes, 3 a.m. Make sure y'all check that out. Download it, stream it. It's also, I'm working on a second single with him. Have a poetry album in the works with another artist that's really dope, Spoken Word. I've done a couple for out here in Japan, music-wise, for rappers, whatnot. That was my jump into the music industry over here, just to see how everything works.
Do you have any particular artists that you would like to work with?
Artists that I like to work with? The crazy thing is, because inspiration and you want to build something new, I want to work with the artist, an artist that's not even known yet. Like, build something together is really a big plus for me, because then you find your sound, you find their sound, you create something together. When you're working with an established artist, you're just, hey, I want this sound, you make it, it goes, that's it.
Have you worked with any Japanese artists since you've been here in Japan?
Yes, I have. I've worked with Big Ron, his camp with Hood Sounds. I've actually worked with a couple of their artists there. I've met Zebra. I've met DJ. I met a lot of DJs, which that's a whole different realm for what I do. But the way those guys put stuff together is actually incredible.
What few recommendations would you give to someone who wanted to make beats?
So, wanting to make beats, first recommendation is start small. You don't need the greatest, you don't need the most up-to-date anything. I've been looking online, there's guys that's making Grammy-nominated music on just their iPad. So if you really want to get into it, definitely don't stress on having the best sounding or the newest equipment with all the bells and whistles. As far as DAWs, like workstations, you can easily get free versions, and I recommend get a free version of everything. Find your favorite song and just try to see how quick you can recreate that. Because what that means is that whichever one you can use that quick to make something that is the most user-friendly for yourself. So with that, it comes more natural when you start to venture out on your own. And for the third thing is be patient. Definitely be patient. You're gonna lose a lot of sleep, and a lot of stuff you're gonna have in your mind and you're gonna wanna make and you're gonna forget. But just stay with it. Sometimes it's gonna take you days, weeks, just to find the right baseline melody or whatever you wanna play, just the right drum sound. Just be patient and just keep searching, but don't give up.
Who is Max in three words?
Man, I am three words. Producer with soul.
What brought you to Japan?
The Navy.
Things you like about Japan?
Man, the lifestyle. It inspires you.
Favorite food?
Yakitori.
Favorite drink?
Oolong high. Oolong tea with soju.
Favorite place to travel?
Osaka.
Favorite artist that you haven't worked with before?
Oh, Tory Lanez.
Genre of music that you wish you could get down with?
Oh, man. J-pop.
Can you elaborate on that one?
Man, so I can do the EDM style. I can do the trance, and when I start to put those things together and I put it out there, it's more so of a K-pop. It sounds more advanced. But J-pop, the instrumentation, the melodies, it's a lot more complex, and it's one that I just haven't nailed down yet.
Hometown?
Houston, Texas.
How was it growing up?
Oh man, it was interesting. So my family's from Panama. Grew up learning salsa, merengue, soca. Listened to a lot of reggae. It's every other Sunday was you wake up to music. Music was a thing in the household. You clean in the house to music. Half the time it's a Soul Train line in the living room and everybody dancing. It was incredible.
What would you bring from Texas to Japan?
Shipley's donuts. And I miss that. That is, you know me, you know I'm down for the Shipley's.
What would you take from Japan to Texas?
The lifestyle. Just the lifestyle here.
Upcoming projects. So what do you have in the works right now?
So right now, crazy thing is, you know, starting to venture out. I have a BeatStars website, maxvolume.beatstars.com. Trying to work with a lot of people starting their businesses and try to help promote everything. From there, venturing out into more photography and videography. So definitely starting up my YouTube, Max Volume, getting more of the lifestyle, putting my music involved with it. I'm just pretty much putting everything I do out there because I'm starting to learn for myself, me being my own brand, my own business. I gotta push myself more out there, my own content. And a lot of people love hearing some of the stories I have and some of the things I go through day to day, how I put music together. They really don't believe that when I say a beat is finished in my head, that I go in there, I can hum it, go in there and just play it and I'm done. So that's more of the stuff I want to start showcasing and some of the travel. Everyone likes to see different things from different perspectives.
Why did you start the channel?
I started the channel mainly because of the questions I get for the music. Some people are not really looking to purchase beats all the time, but they love to hear just to study or just to hear it when they're cleaning their house or just to have it around. So I said, you know what, I'll do that for those type of fans, and the reception has been pretty well.
When did you start your channel?
About 7 months ago. 7 months.
And how many followers do you have?
About 14.
All right, so let's get that bumped up. Yeah, let's get that bumped up. What's been the most difficult thing about being a YouTuber?
Being afraid to put out your content. I've always wanted to do film, so I figured I already have the music part down. For watching other videos online, other YouTubers, I've noticed like Daniel Schiffer was one that before I even bought the camera, I was messing around with dynamic movements with my iPhone, and I saw how he was doing epic B-roll and was like, man, that's the kind of look I need. Crisp, nice movements, and I could do my music to match it. So then I started reaching out to other people like, hey, you know, that's the new commercial. So use your social media and everything. So I went out, said, I'm gonna get the A7 III and never look back. In actuality, I enjoy doing more photos than videos after I bought it.
Do you have any other social media that you use?
I use Instagram. So Instagram, Max Volume, is what I do for my music, and one that I'm always on that one. Always on that one.
So with Max's comment, sometimes perfect is worse than being lazy, I decided to get back to what makes me happy, creating content. Took my notes, decided to get in front of the camera, behind the mic, and just create. Besides, I had decided to take a month off of social media, well, a month off of creating YouTube videos, that is. And now I'm back with YouTube videos and the podcast. So thank you all for tuning in. Be safe, and I'll catch you in the next episode.